This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه تعالى من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا فاللهم اجزه خير ما جازيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استن بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead. And He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is both His slave and His messenger. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed between His mercy and between us many different ways and means for us to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of those means and some of those ways to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are obligatory, and some of them are voluntary. Some of them we need, and some of them without them we are lost and we are far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the greatest of these obligatory actions and the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us and orders us and commands us to attain, amongst the characteristics that bring to our heart true devotion and iman and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our sense of honesty and our sense of fulfilling the entrustments and the responsibilities that we have been entrusted with. And many of us genuinely believe that we have this characteristic. We genuinely think that we are the people who have attained this characteristic. We think of ourselves as honest people. We think of ourselves as responsible people. We think of ourselves as those who can be entrusted with responsibilities, and that we will fulfill the responsibilities that we have been entrusted with. But the reality is that most of us have degraded the meaning of honesty. We've degraded the meaning of responsibility. We've degraded it to the point that it means nothing in our eyes, except that if you're asked a question, you answer it honestly. Or it means that you don't steal something from a person's pocket. That this is what we have reduced the idea of honesty, the idea of trust and sincerity, and this obligation in our eyes. So we see ourselves as being honest. We see ourselves as being responsible. But the reality is we've just changed the definition of honesty and responsibility to fit our current actions. And the Prophet ﷺ consistently expanded the idea of responsibility. And Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran consistently expanded the idea of entrustment and responsibility and honesty. And to the point that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Qala mata as-sa'a?" He said, "When will the hour be? When will the final hour be?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent and did not respond. To the point that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they began to speak to each other, wondering whether the Prophet heard the question or not, wondering whether the Prophet heard what this man was asking him, or he hadn't heard it at all. And the Prophet ﷺ remained silent for an extended period of time, until finally he spoke and he said, "إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ." He said, when entrustments is lost, when the idea of responsibility is lost, when the idea of honesty is lost,
then await the hour, then wait for the final hour to occur. And it's as though the Prophet ﷺ has drawn a connection between the establishment of the heavens and the earth, between the establishment of this world, between the establishment of this reality that we live in, and between the idea of entrustment and responsibility and honesty between one another. As if the value of the entire heavens and the earth is built upon the idea of honesty. It's built upon the idea of entrustment between the people. And it's as if the Prophet ﷺ is saying that if there is no honesty between the people, if there is no trust between the people, then this world should not exist. That if there is no trust between the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will no longer remain patient with the creation, will no longer remain forbearing and tolerant with them, and will instead establish the final hour upon the people. And so while so many of us have degraded and belittled and narrowed the idea of honesty, the idea of trust between one another, to a simple act of answering questions accurately, or not stealing from a person's wallet, the Prophet ﷺ paints the picture of an entire universe being dependent on our ability to trust one another and to fulfill our obligations to each other. And we're living right now in a society that is constantly pushing the envelope in terms of narrowing this idea of honesty, narrowing the idea of being truthful, narrowing the idea of being responsible, of having entrustments upon one another, to the point that now you even have reporters and journalists and academics saying that we have now entered what they call a post-fact era, that we are now living in a time where the facts do not matter anymore, where the truth does not matter anymore, that all that matters is spin. All that matters is how you can show something to be true, even if it's false. When a person accosted one of the politicians saying, "You are telling people that crime is uncontrollable, even though the statistics and the facts prove that crime is decreasing," the person said, "It doesn't matter what the facts are. All that matters is what people feel." Meaning all that matters is how they can twist the information. So they talk literally and openly about this era now, today, being an era of post-facts. The facts don't matter. The truth doesn't matter. All that matters is how well you can twist the information. And the Prophet ﷺ tells us, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ, that when honesty is lost, then wait for the hour. Then wait for the final hour. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, speaking to us about the opposite of this beautiful characteristic of honor, of honesty and trustworthiness. And he says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. He said, "O you who believe, do not betray Allah and betray His Messenger, nor betray all of your entrustments وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, while you are of knowledge." Do not betray Allah, and do not betray the Messenger of Allah. This is not an issue of simply returning the things that you have borrowed. This is not an issue of simply not stealing or shoplifting. This is not an issue of these minor things that we have deduced this idea of honesty towards being. But rather, Allah is telling us, do not betray God, do not betray Allah, and do not betray the Messenger of Allah. Meaning that we have obligations and responsibilities that go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messengers. That when we fail them, and when we fail these responsibilities, we are in fact betraying not our friends, not our family, not our neighbors, not our co-workers, but we are in essence betraying Allah and betraying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ, that do not betray all of your entrustments. And he speaks in the plural form in order to allow us to understand that the responsibilities and the entrustments that we have as human beings are tremendous and massive in this world. And Allah says, "Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ard," that we offered the amana, we offered all of these entrustments to the heavens and the earth, فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. All of them rejected the responsibility of carrying these entrustments. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But rather it was mankind that accepted it. It was mankind that assumed this responsibility. And of course, by assuming this responsibility, if we are to uphold it, we are those who will be close to Allah, better than the angels in Jannah. But if we are foolish and ignorant, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ جَهُولًا, that indeed man has been extremely ignorant. If we are ignorant to the entrustments that we have been given, then indeed we will be of those who are ungrateful to Allah and cast into the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. That indeed Allah is instructing you and ordering you to render the trusts to all those who deserve it. And again he speaks in plural, لِأَهْلِهَا, to all of those who deserve the entrustments, to all those that we are responsible to. And why am I mentioning this? I'm trying to broaden our understanding, to broaden our thoughts about what it means to be honest. That honesty is this grand idea, that honesty is this grand characteristic, that it is something that is great, and it's not limited to simply not lying or not stealing out of a person's pocket, but it's greater and grander than that. And the Prophet ﷺ said, قال الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة وآداء الأمانة كفارة لما بينهما. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the five daily prayers, or the Jumu'ah until the Jumu'ah, or returning our entrustments, it is an expiation to all of the sins that occur between them. It wipes clean your sins when you engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these types of worship and this type of fulfilling of our entrustment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, اِدْمِنُوا لِي سِتَّةٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُنْ أَضْمِنْ لَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, guarantee for me six from yourselves, and I will guarantee for you paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُصْدُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَعَدْتُمْ وَأَدُّوا إِذَا تُمِنْتُمْ وَاحْفُظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ. That he said, speak, say the truth when you speak, and keep a promise when you make it. And when entrusted, fulfill your entrustments and protect your private parts and lower your gaze and guard your hands from harming other people. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith of intercession that when the people are preparing to walk across the sirat, to walk across the path, after they have endured endless struggling and hardships on the Day of Judgment, and they're about to walk a path that if they succeed, they will enter into the mercy of Allah, and if they fail, they will fall into the depth of the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَتُرْسَلْ الْأَمَانَ وَالرَّحْمِ فَتُقُومَانُ جَنْبَتِي الصِّرَاطِ يَمِينًا وَشَمَالًا. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on that moment, it will be sent to the person, الْأَمَانَ, their entrustments, their responsibilities, their honesty will be sent to them, and their protection of their family relationships, how they upheld their family relationships and their relationships with their mother and their father and their siblings. These will be sent to uphold them as they walk across the path, to prevent them from falling into the hellfire. Meaning if the person lacked in their honesty, they will fall to one side. And if they lacked in their family relations and upholding good family relationships, they will fall to the other side. And if they upheld none of them, there will be nothing to help them and uphold them on that moment and in that day. And so this shows us that this is not only our entrustment to the people, but our entrustment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Messenger of Allah. And I want to ask every one of you to take a moment today, if not now, to ask yourself and to reflect over all the responsibilities that you have and how well you have tried to fulfill these obligations in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To reflect over the things that Allah has entrusted you with and how much you have tried to fulfill the entrustments in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ask yourself, that hasn't Allah Azza wa Jal entrusted you with places of worship? Hasn't Allah entrusted you with the masjid? How well have you fulfilled the entrustment of the masjid, of praying in it as often as you can, if not all of the prayers if possible? Hasn't Allah Azza wa Jal entrusted you with the idea of salah, of the sila, of the connection between you and Allah? And He gave you this beautiful gift called the salah, called the prayer, where you can get closer to Allah, where you can fulfill your connection between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How well have you upheld this responsibility? How well have you fulfilled this entrustment and this gift that Allah has given you and connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how well have you fulfilled your entrustments when it comes to the poor? And have we abandoned the poor and the needy amongst us? And have we refused to help the poor and the needy? And has this not been a deception towards Allah and towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And I'm not speaking about the poor and the needy necessarily in other countries, but in your own communities and in your own cities. How well have you fulfilled this entrustments towards one another? And I will tell you, go, brothers and sisters, go to the food banks. Go see who is taking the food from the food banks. Go see who is going to the churches and to the temples, Sikh temples in this city of ours. And you will find the majority of them are Muslims, if not a sizable portion of them are Muslims. Where is our entrustment to our brothers and sisters who are poor and who are needy? Where is that responsibility and how have we tried to fulfill it towards other people? And wallahi, I will tell you myself, in this own city, I went to a church. And the man invited me to come for their soup kitchens. And I said, why? And he told me, because there are so many Muslims who come. You can sit with them and speak with them. This is in our own city. And it remains until today. Many of these food banks, how well have we fulfilled our entrustments and our responsibilities to the poor and the needy amongst us? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن, they are not believers. The one who goes to sleep and they are full, and their neighbor goes to sleep and they are hungry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول. Do not betray God and do not betray the Messenger of Allah. And these are just some of the examples. Think about all of the gifts that Allah has given you, and how well have we taken care of the entrustment of what Allah Azza wa Jal has entrusted us with. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, آيَةَ المنافق ثلاث, that the sign of the hypocrite are three, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا وَعْدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ, that should he speak, he lies. And if he vows, he breaks his promise. And if he is entrusted with something, he betrays the entrustments that he has been given with. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased in one of the narrations, and he said, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ, that whoever retains an attribute from these attributes, then is in them is an attribute of hypocrisy. Whoever has all of these characteristics is falling into pure hypocrisy. But whoever has retained some of it, whoever has become someone who lies often, or someone who breaks his promise often, or someone who betrays his entrustments often and his responsibilities often, then you have retained some of the characteristics of hypocrisy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له, that there is no faith, there is no iman to the one who does not have honesty, does not have the ability of preserving their entrustments. And this means there's no way for your iman to be complete, your faith in Allah to be sincere and genuine and to be effective, if the person has no honesty. And this is the reality. What is the benefit of a person praying and fasting and going for Hajj and Umrah if that person constantly lies or betrays their entrustments? They simply become an advertisement that is destroying religion and destroying the idea and the sacredness of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and improving your character and purifying your soul. And the Prophet said, وَلَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا عَهْدَ لَهُ, that there is no religion to the one who does not hold vows and does not have promises. And this is to help you understand how indispensable this characteristic is, that we have no iman or faith without our ability to uphold these entrustments. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَدَّ الْأَمَانَ إِلَىٰ مَنْ اتَّمَنَكْ وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ, that fulfill the entrustments to those who have entrusted you and do not betray those who have betrayed you. And some of the scholars, and there is some difference in this issue, but some of the scholars, they said that if someone entrusts you with $1,000 on one day, and then he steals from you $1,000 or $500 on another day, it's not permissible for you to take the $500 from what he has entrusted you with. Some of the scholars made it impermissible completely. Why? وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ, do not deceive those who have deceived you. Some of the scholars allowed it, but they placed on it many conditions. And this is just to show you that this religion upholds and preserves and honors the idea of honesty in upholding the entrustments between one another. And we can see this clearly in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, that when he was going to embark in the hijrah between Mecca and Medina, we know the Prophet ﷺ left his cousin Ali ibn Abi Talib in his bed, and he left. And they came and they found Ali in the bed. Why did he leave Ali? Why didn't he take Ali with him? Why did he leave him in the bed? He said to Ali in one of the narrations, وَلَا تَلْحَقْ بِنَا حَتَّى تُؤَدِّ الْأَمَانَاتِ. He said, do not reach us, do not come and find us in Medina until you give back the entrustments. Because the people of Mecca knew the honesty of the Prophet ﷺ, and they would entrust their belongings and their wealth to the Prophet ﷺ. And some of them were the kuffar who hated him and plotted against him and even wanted to kill him. And the Prophet ﷺ wanted Ali to be there to give back the belongings to the people. Because obviously the Prophet cannot give back the belongings before he leaves, otherwise everyone will know he's leaving. So he had Ali stay back to give back those belongings to the people who had entrusted the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِلَى مَنْ اِتَّمَنَكَ وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ. That give the entrustments, fulfill the entrustments to those who have entrusted you, and do not deceive those who have deceived you. And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَرْبَعَ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ مَنْ إِذَا كُنَّ فِيكَ فَلَا عَلَيْكَ مَا فَاتَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That there are four characteristics. If they are in you, then nothing has passed you from this dunya. Meaning you have received all of the blessings of this world. You have received all of the beauty of this world. You have received all of the grace and the mercy of Allah in this world. What are they? He said, حِفْثُ الْأَمَانَةِ وَصِدْقُ الْحَدِيثِ وَحُسْنُ الْخَلِيقَةِ وَعِفَّةٌ فِي الطُّعْمَةِ. He said that there are, that you protect your entrustments, and that you are the truth of your speech, and the beauty of your character, and the chastity of your desires. That nothing from this dunya has passed you. If the person is, when they're entrusted, they can uphold their responsibilities in their entrustment. And when they speak, they're honest. That they have good characters with the people, and that they are not people who are overwhelmed by their desires. That they have a certain amount of chastity in their desires. They're not going and seeking everything from the dunya with an appetite that is insatiable, trying to get everything from the dunya. No, there's a limit to how much of desire they have for this world. These are the people who have all of the blessings in this dunya. And the Prophet ﷺ said, المؤمن من أمن له الناس على أموالهم وأنفسهم. That the believer is the one whom all of the people entrust them over their, feel safe over them, over their wealth and over their lives. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, as we mentioned, المؤمن من أمنه الناس على أموالهم وأنفسهم. That the believer is the one whom the people feel safe over them, with them, over their wealth and over their souls. And so the believer is not, and the Prophet ﷺ does not describe him as the one who is constantly praying or the one who is constantly fasting. And these things are deeply important, and I'm not trying to remove the importance of our acts of devotion and ibadah. But I'm saying that what is the purpose and what is the value of the person's prayer if they pray and yet they betray others and they harm them and they kill them and they steal from them. And this is not to belittle the actions of ibadah, but this is rather that we understand that those actions of ibadah should be pushing us to understand our responsibilities to other people, and to enhance our characteristics, and to push us to have excellence in our character with others, and to protect the entrustments of others. And so ask yourself today, can the people trust you? Do your friends and your families and your neighbors, do they feel like they can trust you over their wealth, over their property? Do they feel that safety in trusting you over these things? Are they afraid of you? Are the people afraid of giving you responsibility? Are they afraid of you deceiving them? Are they afraid of you backbiting and gossiping over them? Because if the people are afraid of you in these issues, this is a sign for you to understand that you need to increase in your attribute of honesty and in your attribute of fulfilling your entrustments towards other. And a good test to evaluate yourself and to ask yourself is, do you protect the trusts of others when you are in a fight with them? Do you protect the honor in the name of others even if you have a disagreement with them? Even if you are upset with them for an issue or for one issue or another? And this is something for you to understand, especially in these dire days that our community is in. Subhanallah, we have seen incidents where a wife will call the police against her husband and claim her husband is into terrorism and he's innocent of that just because she's upset with him. And these types of things have happened between business partners in our communities. And this is people who have no entrustment towards one another. And this is completely betraying the idea and the religiosity and the purpose of the religiosity of this religion. And this is why we have to uphold this idea of amana. And wallahi, every time you uphold it, and every time you adhere to it, you will find the barakah of it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and shows us in the Quran about Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When Prophet Musa sees the two women driving back with their sheep and with their shepherds, so he says, قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا, that what is your issue? What is your the situation that you're in? قَالَتَا لَا نُسْقِي حَتَّى يَصْدُرُ الرِّعَاءُ وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. They said that we cannot water our sheep until the shepherds leave. And our father is an old man, he cannot come and do this for us. So Musa alayhi salam is in a moment where he is hungry and he is thirsty. And he is entrusted now. He is entrusted with the beauty of these women, and so he lowers his gaze. And he's entrusted with the flock of these women, so he takes the sheep. He could have stolen them and slaughtered them and eaten them. He could have taken them and milked them and drunk from them. But rather he takes them and he takes them to the water, allows them to drink from the water, then gives them back to the women. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ, that he allowed them to drink, then he turned back to the shade, meaning he turned back in hunger. عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And then he said, فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. And he said, oh my Lord, I am to whatever you give me from good, I am to whatever good you send down upon me in complete poverty, in complete desperation, O Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this, he sends the women back to their fathers, and they describe the characteristic of the honesty of Musa alayhi salam. So they come back and they say, our father wants to speak to you. And because of this, he marries a righteous wife. And because of this, he is allowed to work with or under a righteous man for 10 years, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him and provides for him. And we know the beautiful story of Umar ibn Khattab when he was walking between the homes at night with his servant Aslam, and he heard a woman and her daughter arguing about mixing water into their milk. And Umar hears the mother telling her, Al-qidhihi bil-ma, that mix it with the water. فَلَا يَرَاكِ عُمَرْ وَلَا مُنَادِي عُمَرْ, for neither Umar can see you, nor the caller or the proclaimer of Umar can see you. And the woman said, the daughter says to her mother, إِن لَمْ يَرَانَا عُمَرْ فَقَدْ يَرَانَا رَبَّ عُمَرْ. She said, if Umar cannot see us, but indeed the Lord of Umar can see us. So Umar tells his servant, mark an X on this house, because they were at night and he didn't want to lose which house this was. And he returns back the next day, he tells the servant, find out about these people. He says, it's the mother and the daughter. So Umar gathers his sons, all of them, and he says, Wallahi, لو كنت احتجت هل فيكم من يحتاج إلى امرأة أزوجه ولو كان في أبيكم حركة إلى النساء ما سبقكم منكم أحد إليها. He said, by Allah, he said, do any of you need a wife? Because by Allah, if I had any desire towards women, not a single one of you would have beaten me towards her. Meaning I would have married her immediately because of her entrustment and her value and her characteristic of honesty. And he married her to his son Asim. And Asim and that girl had a daughter named Layla. And Layla gave birth to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Wallahi, every time you uphold honesty, Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to bless you, like he blessed Musa and like he blessed the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.